Welcome back, friends. Yes, the peace that passes all understanding. From paragraph 2251 in the Catechism, second edition, children, O parents, so now we're, Sarah stopped with rightly ordered affections. Children, O parents, respect, gratitude, just obedience, and assistance in old age. And so this was highlighted. I was in a recent meeting, and this was highlighted, and I think it is it was true, and it's worth highlighting here. The steady and insistent march to euthanasia is picking up steam within our culture, my friend. I believe, it's my opinion, that abortion is much easier as a sin to counter than euthanasia, particularly euthanasia is. So what is euthanasia? It is the killing of those whose lives we deem lacking in some way. They're handicapped, or they're old, or they're infirm, or, you know, pick some attribute. Right. And why do I say that? Because a baby has new innocent life. We can make the case that this little child did nothing, you know, is epitome of innocence. They have an opportunity to make contribution to society. They will be able to work. We can tax them. We can do whatever. They're consumers.
Right.
And I think that it's easy. I think, please God, we will see an overturn of Roe v. Wade. I think making the case, though, for euthanasia is in large part much, much harder with aged parents or with the infirm or whatever, handicapped. Perhaps they cannot make that contribution. Maybe they can't be the consumer or whatever. Okay. And then for elderly parents, then you've got the adult children have their own families. They have their own work. They see a diminution in the will, in the inheritance, perhaps. And it becomes much easier, much more of a slippery slope. To say, well, you know, they've outlived their usefulness. And frankly,
when society is built upon functionality and utilitarianism, it's going to be very, very easy to get rid of senior citizens. Frankly, I think we're watching it right now with COVID.
I think we are. And in Texas, we have a 10-day policy, which the Texas Council of Catholic Bishops have sided with the culture of death, and a number of Catholic hospitals have joined with them to say that after 10 days, if you haven't found proper care, the hospital can choose to terminate your life support. And we've been very much involved with Baby Tinsley here.
Right.
And you know, she should have died, you know. But here she goes. She keeps going on and on, and which is a great grace. It's a great grace. But see, if we don't,
it's an opportunity to love.
Right. It's an opportunity to love. It's an opportunity to love.
Yeah, I think that this is going to this in regards to an awareness of how imperative it is to cling to the model of the Holy Family. This is obviously one of those elements that is going to be, you know. Saint, I think it was Sister Lucia, right, who was the visionary of Fatima, who said that the last great fight was going to be for the family.
It is.
And, you know, that we can see it. We can see this encroaching attack on the family, this destruction of relationship, the destruction of human persons. Even now with COVID, you know, the general impulse of everyone is to assent, you know, to try and aid the other. But at the same time that we are trying to aid the other, you can see that there are forces that are determined to keep people apart. Like, this is the first pandemic ever in the history of the Catholic Church, I've got to believe, where bishops actually instructed their priests to not give the sacrament of anointing to people who are dying. I mean, that to me is just such a shock. How can it be that, you know, we look back at the terrible loss of life during the plague, the Black Plague, right? I mean, and many monasteries and convents and rectories really were devastated, right, by that terrible tragedy, because they sacrificed themselves in love for the people who were sick. But there is going to be, obviously, in regards to that, a recompense that is not tangible to us, but is still going to be very real in its effect somewhere, right? I mean, suffering, our Lord does not ever permit suffering to go without value. That is the great, that is his great mercy, right? That he works all things to the good. But when we are surrendering authentic love, when we're replacing love with a television screen, right? Oh, you can talk to grandma on the screen, right? When you think that compensates, and all of these people now telling us, don't see your family for Christmas. You know, don't see your, you shouldn't have seen your family at Thanksgiving. Don't see, to not see your family, they are telling us, is the loving thing to do. And those of us who have faith must be, like our awarenesses must be heightened, you know, in the same sense that the Blessed Mother, that anxiety that she felt, right? I mean, that is the type of feeling that we should be feeling when we hear these types of words. It should put us on a high alert, ready to do good, right? To be heightened and aware and ready and prepared. Our lamps should be lit. This should be that time when we're going out, getting our lamps lit, because when somebody tells you to keep a loving distance, right? And they mean by that to separate yourself from someone by 6 feet. How is that loving? When they tell you that it's the loving thing to stay home, right? Or that it's a loving thing to hide your face from a family member. These are things where we must begin to key into grace, so that when the world is trying to put untruth into our ears through very slick dialogue, right, that we're capable of hearing truth despite that. It will always be better to caress grandmother's face. It will always be better to give someone a hug. It will always be better to smile. Those things are always going to be better because we're human. And we need to live in community. And I think that you're 100% right in regards to euthanasia, because people are mistaking pity for compassion. Right?
That's right.
Pity means that you don't want to watch something suffer. That's what pity is, to feel like it's a terrible thing. But compassion, literally in its Latin root, obviously means to suffer with.
That's correct.
And so we are being sold the belief that pity is the same as compassion, and that it is more merciful, right? I mean, even to call it euthanasia, right? A good death, right? These are insidious terms, and if we're not cognizant of them, especially in regards to, and this goes back again to piety, a study of the faith and the fullness thereof. If we are not a pious people, we are going to be easily duped by the Antichrist. And by Antichrist, I'm not talking about the devil who comes out with horns. I mean, all things that are, I mean, obviously there will be one, right? I mean, this is part of our faith. But in the sense, anything that is in the spirit of Antichrist is that which is going to lead you away from truth.
And that's exactly right. That's exactly right. All right, my friends, we're going to pick up in the next episode more practical applications of the Holy Family. Till then, fides et ratio.